From its first proclamation in 1882, Labor Day has traditionally been a union holiday, celebrating the pivotal role of unions in American history. Starting in the 19th century, unions gave individual American workers a way of negotiating effectively with management, especially in industrial manufacturing. Unions helped working people to earn what was called a family wage, meaning enough to support a family as members of the American middle class. In the 20th century, unions also engaged in politics, influencing critical legislation that has provided the foundation for the American way of life. Unions fought for minimum wage and maximum hours. They struggled for improved working conditions and for regular paid vacations. Unions converted fringe benefits like health and life insurance into core benefits for their members. Unions fought for workmen's compensation, for unemployment benefits, for pensions, and for Social Security. This union advocacy also affected non-union workers because other employers eventually conceded similar gains to their workers. In short, unions were a major force in making it possible for blue-collar workers to make a new middle class, to buy homes, to send their kids to school, and to provide for their retirement. Today, we consider these things as givens, a normal part of American everyday life. We forget that without the power of unions, few of them would have happened. The American standard of living owes a lot to organized labor. In neighborhoods, union halls were also a social space for working people. The union provided a place to get together and talk, and a multifaceted support network. Union members manufactured a wide variety of American products, but unions themselves manufactured what today sociologists call social capital, a level of trust in other people that makes it easier for people to get involved in their communities. In the last quarter century, the influence of unions has been waning. Global competition, the conscious, concerted Republican attack on the organized labor, and the shift in employment from manufacturing to the service sector have taken their toll on rates of union membership. Since the 1950s, when it peaked, the percentage of workers in unions has fallen from 32% to 14%. But we haven't yet found a good replacement for unions. Nobody focuses on the quality of work or on fair compensation for hard labor the way that unions do. The consequence is that today, work is often reshaped mainly for the benefit of employers and stockholders. In a new book called Molly's Job, for example, researcher William Adler traces the history of a single job in the late 20th century to trace the general history of work. In 1952, Molly Brown began to work at the Universal Manufacturing Company in New Jersey, assembling parts for the gargantuan light fixtures installed at sports stadiums. A hard worker and a go-getter, Molly became one of the first women to operate one of the company's stamping machines, the first female union steward, and one of the few African Americans to hold such a position. She never got rich, but she made a respectable $8 an hour. In 1986, after a series of corporate mergers and buyouts, the New Jersey plant closed, and Molly's job moved south. In Mississippi, Dorothy Carter took over Molly's job at $6 an hour. In Arkansas, union steward Deanna McComb watched her wage drop from $7 to $5 an hour after the company demanded wage concessions to keep the factories from moving to Mexico. But the company moved production to Mexico anyway, and in 1998, a young woman in Matamoros began to do Molly's job for 92 cents an hour. Such a move may theoretically keep ticket prices low for the people who attend night baseball games, although Dr. America sees no evidence of that effect. But it's hard to see how a policy of gutting unions and exploiting people in the third world represents progress at all. In the 20th century, unions helped Americans structure work so that many people had good jobs and good wages. On Labor Day, that's a legacy worth remembering and a legacy worth fighting for in the 21st century. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, looking for the union label on American culture.